Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
Hi.
We are live. Well, it goes up as a podcast, so that doesn't mean anything to you. If you're looking at your calendar and it's the 19th and 7 p.m., we are live.
Oh.
Now.
That's good.
That is the lovely Dan you hear in studio.
Yep.
And if you'd like to see us, I finally fixed a problem. That
problem was called Ustream.
Yes. It was going on for several weeks, months.
Since I was last here, a year ago.
Okay. Well, it wasn't brought to my attention until last week.
That is months.
So that's why I changed it. We're broadcasting to YouTube.
That was the first time I remember hearing a complaint. Yes, it was last week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate the backup.
Anytime. Yep.
Support.
That's what I'm here for.
So hopefully it's running smoothly. Hopefully we're not taking down mid-show for a copyright, including right now. I wanted to play the studio version of Allman Brothers, No One to Run With, but played a live version because there's less risk of copyright infringement. It's hit or miss, you know, with the YouTube copyrights. For more of this exciting information on YouTube copyrights, just go to CousinJoeShow.com. I will have a blog post underneath the show later tonight. About a 300-word count essay. How are you, Dan?
Good. Chilling. Having a great time. I'm posting on Facebook that we're live.
Okay. You remind me. I'm going to start that sentence over again. I'm going to get in the chat room, which is morelikeradio.com/live.
Mm.
It's fucking bright in here.
It is bright.
Can we make it my more romance mood? Dimmers.
Yeah, make see it yeah? More romantic.
Just pull the remote out. And
can I turn off those?
Yeah.
What's her name?
You know how to do it.
Alexa, lights off.
No.
What?
Just turn off lights.
Alexa, turn off lights.
Got to do it again.
She's a bitch.
You got to do it again.
Alexa, turn off lights.
Okay.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? You just totally changed the mood in here for the sexier and better.
I'm sorry.
What's that like? Okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
Good. These are all things we do on the air, live. You know, like the studio lighting. We were here for the last 2 hours. We wait till you're in on this.
Yeah.
We want you to see the process,
yeah, the process
of the professionals working.
Yeah, it wasn't us bullshitting and forgetting.
No.
That'd be dumb.
No.
Never.
Okay. Hi, Brent. Brent's in the chat. He put a link, cousinjoshua.com/YouTube copyrights.
That's good. I didn't realize you already finished your blog.
It's in the process.
Oh, good.
Just like 8 other scripts and projects, things I've been working on for 10, 15 years. One day I'll finish one of them.
That'd be cool.
You know, I did finish one in 2003.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you liked it, right?
I liked it.
Yeah. It was based on a crazy bitch I tried to date, and it didn't work out.
She got a Jay Baruchel playing. It was
so
cool.
That was me, actually.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what I do 15 years later? I'll try to date her again.
I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Right.
Can't go wrong.
Can't, can it?
No.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted looking at the chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it must be the new video.
It is pretty cool.
In this lively chat.
Actually having the video back.
Yeah. I honestly didn't know it was gone as long as it was. I thought it was a fluke. I thought some weeks it would work. Here I go again, being boring about things no one cares about.
Did your phone make a noise?
No, that was my microphone. A different kind of phone.
Oh.
You all right?
Yes.
All right. So, you weren't here last week.
I was not.
There wasn't really a Cousin Joe show last week.
It's because I wasn't here.
I did. Well.
We already went through this.
There was that.
Yes.
Right. But I was live. I played 3 hours of Tom Petty's.
So it was your dream show.
Obviously for many reasons it was the easiest show I've ever done.
Did you break in between songs to like tell people,
you know, when
stories?
When I started the show, you know, I intro'd it. Mm-hmm. I said I wasn't going to do that like some FM DJ and ended up doing it.
That was a sound check from a concert at Red Rocks in 1987.
Not after every song. I did 3 hours of music I had set up. I maybe broke in and talked 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
Tops. Including the intro. But that's You can download that on CousinJoeShow.com. Mm. It's the only place it's there because, well, you could figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Copyright.
It's not on YouTube either.
That's going to also be in the blog.
Right. I'll point out the reasons there. There'll be cliff notes about that last week's show. Citations. Speaking of that, I got an email recently.
Ooh.
Well, it's actually from the girl I was just talking about, the one I made a film about.
Mm.
How me trying to date her went horribly wrong.
Right, chasing Amy.
Hilarious. Oh, did I do that? And tried to date again recently. I finally had enough, right? Just to make, because I'm not going into detail out of respect for her, believe it
or
not.
You did a couple of weeks ago.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to two shows ago.
Yeah, listen to Heather and Jody's guests. And
right.
You'll hear a lot of stories from Joe.
Yep, and she was one of them.
Yep.
And, like I told Dan before the show, the best way to put it is I pulled the pin on the grenade.
Mm-hmm.
It was there in my pocket for weeks, and I thought I can get over some things that were said.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't, so pulled the pin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so I sent a text, you know, that was, I don't know, it would take you maybe 10 seconds to read, right?
Okay.
I got back, like a day later, this fucking email essay.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like K. Like, K.
No.
No. You wish
this,
it was?
No. If she was normal, she would have written K and understood. But this is the kind of girl that is never wrong.
Oh, that must be
has
nice.
Has never been told no.
Oh.
You know, that kind of girl.
Thank
the
goodness.
The entitlement, the fucking always the victim.
That must be hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, holy fuck. But that's reminding me, because I remember reading that. And I'm just two lines into this giant email thinking this should have cliff notes or citations, whatever it's called.
Right.
Like an index of, you know, she would quote something I said or she said a month ago. And I'm like, this needs a fucking index. What is that called, Dan?
A bibliography? No.
No.
Index. A table of contents?
Not really.
A,
that's for chapters.
I think.
Citations, right?
Citations.
Yeah.
A citation. Okay.
And so I let that sit for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And then I did the dumbest thing ever. Responded to it.
You should respond to it.
And that's like the atomic bomb, the response.
Uh-huh.
Because then I really just...
You just dropped that shit.
I'm good at doing
that. Wow.
Thank you, Fred. But I, you know, I like to think I've gotten better over the years.
Yeah, you have.
I really have, honestly.
No, you have.
And
honestly.
You know, I don't talk myself up, but I immediately would have, like I said, I carried that grenade for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I would have right off the bat when things were said to me that were so fucked up, I would have went off right then and there. But
yeah.
I always take a step back and think, all right, well, maybe, and I give benefit of the doubt. But this, I just couldn't. I couldn't let it go.
I hear you.
You know.
I hear you. You did good.
Thank you for that.
You're great. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime.
So, yeah, back to the dating apps. Bumble's one I think I mentioned two shows ago, right?
Bumble, you've mentioned Bumble, yes.
No, you have used it? You know,
I tried it.
All right.
You
know how it works, right?
Yeah, I don't understand it. You swipe right if you like the girl or left if you don't. And then nothing happens. Like, I don't know. And then you just...
Usually,
just weeks of
just
that.
Like Tinder, usually yeah. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Right.
Yeah. Is there like a thing you have to unlock to get people to talk back to you? How's that work?
If we could morph into different people.
Oh, okay.
But until then, no.
I should put up pictures of people who are attractive. That'll probably get more hits.
Do you want some of mine?
You have pictures of people who are attractive?
You quick cocksucker. Fuck you. So... When I do get matches, miraculously, on Bumble, here's the thing with this app. Here's the thing. Unlike Tinder, when you match with a girl on Bumble, they got to message you first. You.
That's never going to happen. Damn.
Oh, you think, you know what? That's a good point. That takes away even more of the chance.
Yeah.
So then they got to make the first move.
So she's going to match, and then they got to like really look at me.
But,
oh, no, I really.
But
have
when
to say
they
hi.
Do. Dan,
mm-hmm.
I'm just scrolling through here. All right. There's one or two that are normal. Meaning, okay, hi, Joe, how are you? Right? You know how we've always talked about, as guys on Tinder, is there an opening line we need?
Yeah, you need a very...
Right. But I just do the normal, hey, what's up? Yeah, hey, how's it going doing? Thing. That's all. I never try to. So, like, again, this one girl, hey, Joe, how are you? Fine. Awesome. Cool. Here's another one. Hey there. Perfect. I think that's perfect. But then there are ones, and this is like the majority of them. I'm not going to be that, hey there, girl. So, if you can go back to any time.
Sorry.
If you can go anywhere right now, where would it be and why? And I'm like, now I got a fucking homework assignment. Now I got, so there's that kind of shit. And then what I was thinking when I said that was I asked if a time machine could be involved in that hypothetical. And I realized that the self-deprecating humor is not attractive.
It doesn't come across on there.
No, it doesn't. But, where's the other one I had?
Western Echo suggests maybe if you offer them your Netflix password, like right out the bat.
See, I've tried that in the past, and it doesn't
like
really
just the
work.
First thing.
Oh, as the first thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
She's like, hi there, and you're like, Netflix password. Do you want to watch the movies?
Is it just me, Dan? Honestly. Hi, Joe. What do you like to do in your free time?
Do you answer that honestly?
I haven't answered yet.
Tell them you like to...
But I just immediately look at that like, oh.
But see, now you know how women feel every time we message them.
But I don't ask him a fucking homework question. I just say, hey, how's it going? Or, hey, what are you up to?
You want to see your boobs?
Not on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
Or Bumble.
You keep it classy.
Yeah, I do that on Facebook with friends from high school when I'm really drunk.
Like 3 a.m., yeah.
Four.
Four. How silly of me.
Yeah. Get it right. Get your facts right.
I know I talked to you once in the last 15 years. How's your snatch?
But taking good care of it, are you? But yeah. But the good thing about Bumble is there's many, many less fake profiles and spam bots and shit than Tinder has. I'm noticing that. And you don't have to pay to have unlimited swipes on Bumble. And I kind of, I'll be honest, I mean, I just bitched about it for 10 minutes.
Yep.
But I do like that they have to make the first move, because then it's like, all right, well, obviously, they're interested.
Yeah, because you know? They're actually responding, yeah.
Well, not just responding, but initiating the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. So what, you've just been doing the Tinder?
I haven't done anything, man. It's just very depressing.
There are plenty of time periods where I just don't even bother.
Yeah.
Because it just...
Retire from the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-boycott on pussy. Just jerk off. Did that come out wrong?
This is me imposing this.
Yeah, on my terms. I'm deciding I want to be alone. Me. anything on in the chat there, Dan? I know you're checking it out. I don't see it's all anything.
Rose sent me boobs, so I'm sending her a wiener.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
If you want to see those boobs and wiener, go to morelikeradio.com/live.
They're text ones, but...
Don't ruin it.
Oh, they're real.
That fixed everything.
Yep. That's yeah, it's happening. We got Rose and Peppermint Patty in there.
Well, last time I saw Rose and Patty and Dennis, last time I saw the three of them was again last week's show where I played Tom Petty.
Oh,
it was a lot of fun, man.
So I wasn't here, and everyone just showed up.
It was.
that's fine. That doesn't hurt.
It's hard to compete with Tom Petty, Dan.
It is.
It's not like they were here for me. Trust me.
Oh.
It was Tom Petty.
Oh,
and again, I tried to play. I tried to play like 90% of.
Oh.
90% of what I played was Petty songs that you haven't heard on the radio.
Ooh.
And most likely don't know. I started out with, I think I mentioned it on that intro to the show. I started out with about, well, it was close to 7 hours of songs. And I was like, oh, fuck, I got to cut this out in 3 hours. I spent the entire day trimming it down to make it fit 3 hours. I mean, that's how much shit that most people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That are, you know, of course, just as good, if not better than the ones you've heard
it's
a thousand
like your
times.
Dream show.
What I did last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, a little somber, you might say, for obvious reasons. But yeah, no, I loved it. I would love if I had like a music show on the side.
You could do a little side music show, man. Why not?
I guess I could, right?
You just wouldn't be able to do it like through you. You just, you know, I'd have to find. The only problem would be. Copyright shit. We're going to have to back into this copyright thing. This is a big deal tonight.
Yeah.
Copyright shit.
I know.
We're just jumping right back in every time. I didn't mean to.
It's all right. I mean, I'll follow you down the hole if you want me to.
No, people, I don't think they need to be that bored. They'll be bored by our normal stuff. We don't need to do that.
Okay.
We plan stuff out to bore them with, not, we don't need legal shit in there, too.
Right, this is not in our plan of boredom. However, it's one of the reasons the chat room is there.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has a question, they can ask it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's wait while no one asks.
Yeah, it's like an it's like a whole 3 hour long or 2 hour long AMA from Reddit.
Right.
And that asks me anything.
It's what the show has really always been.
Uh-huh.
Only I just assume the questions. I don't wait for them to be asked.
Oh, nausea sucks balls, Delicious Rose says.
Okay.
I'm going to call up nausea. Oh, no, sorry. She said Nassau. Nassau sucks balls. Yeah. It does.
Well, they redid their stadium. It's really nice now.
Horrible traffic patterns.
Yeah.
How big is your penis?
Who is she asking?
I don't know. She was talking to Peppermint.
She knows the answer.
Oh, yeah. Everyone who ever has listened to the show knows the answer.
Jeez, Dan.
What? Your dick has been in that chat room more than things that happen frequently. I'm off tonight.
No, you're not. You're just getting the... I rub off.
Yeah, you do do that.
Yeah.
Usually before the show and sometimes during the show.
Mm-hmm. Depending on what we're talking about.
Oh, that's Rose's question. How big is your penis?
Okay.
7 3/4.
Fat. That is the correct answer.
It is fat sized.
So that was a first for me. Doing
talking about your dick?
Definitely not.
I was gonna say,
but doing podcast, radio, whatever you want to call it, for how long have I been doing this now?
Decade at least.
Since 2005, so
12 years.
Yes, thank you for that math. I needed very badly.
That's what I'm here for.
Actually, this month, October 2005, is when I started. So, yeah, anyway, in all that time, I've never done just a music show.
So maybe like do like a little side, like, Cousin Joe plays the hits. No, you don't like the hits. Cousin Joe plays the B-side.
I like the hits, but I would prefer to play shit people have in deep tracks.
The shit that, like, radio guys played before.
Freeform radio, when they were allowed to pick their own playlist before.
Before it's just like,
they were handed a sheet.
Everything is being played.
These 7 songs, on repeat now. Yeah, I know. What's going on?
Nothing. It's just fine.
Oh, I thought I missed
these 7 songs.
Oh, no, I thought I missed something. All right, but
no, that is radio. At my where I work, they play like regular radio.
Do they have FM on?
Yeah, and it's literally like the same 15 songs, maybe. And the weird thing is, it's like a bunch of new shit, and then they have like 3 or 4 token 80s songs that are like allowed in the mix. It's like really weird how they decide it.
What is it? I know it's like kind of a local. If you want to call it tri-state area, local, but Light FM?
I think it's like, I think it's Light FM, 100.7.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We got a classic rock one. They don't play that up there, though.
Well.
At least I know those songs.
Well, Dan, I got to ask you. Did you have any firsts?
I did have one first today.
Today?
Yeah.
You don't say.
I do. Today, I'm 36. This is the first time I ever...
Happy birthday.
Thanks. No, that was... It's in March. But I am 36 today and all the days around it.
Cool.
until I'm not anymore. Right. Then I'll be a different age.
I think that's how birthdays work.
37, I think, is the next one. I don't know. We're going to see how it goes. Calculator. Yeah, no, tonight was the first time I ever laughed hysterically while shitting because of you. So thanks for that.
I'm very honored to make that happen.
Thanks for giving me that moment in my life.
You're very welcome. It wasn't my plan.
Red-faced and laughing and also trying to crap.
I'd also like to clarify that Dan was in the bathroom with the door closed. I was not in there with him making him laugh.
Oh, yeah. He was standing next to me showing me memes on his phone. Look at this one. It's a dog.
I know you've seen all the cat ones, but bro, this one's got a dog in it.
See, he's looking at the tennis ball. See that?
And what do you think he's thinking? Wait, the meme's going to tell you. It's going to tell you. So if you would
go in the bathroom and I close the door and I just hear from outside, I smell poopies, turn on the fan. God damn. And we got, me and Joe sometimes get a bad case of the giggles. And I had,
that's almost every show.
And we were giggling before the show and then that just set me off. And so I like literally was laughing.
We were setting stuff up, and Dan would just burst out into hysterical laughter.
Yeah, we do it sometimes.
No, but I mean, in this case,
there
it was about
that.
Might
be a gas leak or something.
I bought one of those detectors just in case.
Oh, okay. Did you on?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, you all right there?
Yeah. We're all good.
Okay. Oh, look, there's a photo in the...
Oh, that is... without...
You're welcome. Peppermint Patty's thanking her for the image. You're welcome. I was just red-faced laughing. And there's Joe with a bra on in the chat.
And lipstick and a cigarette mowing a backyard completely naked. That was the cover to my second prank call album.
It seems like there's a blur. That's good.
Well, that's because, because it was the cover of an album I had to.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't have a hard on.
Censorship.
So I don't want to show my soft dick.
No.
I'm what they call a grower.
Mm-hmm.
Not a shower, dude.
No. You know? You're never shower.
They don't let me.
We got Dennis in the chat. I'm sure there's going to be a lot in the chat.
I miss having Dennis in the chat.
There's going to be so many pictures in the chat tonight.
It's been a while since there's been gifts. I love the gifts. The Dennis gifts.
He makes great. He makes them quick, too.
I think I have them all saved somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I have a file on my computer. Just Cousin
just,
Joe Show.
Yeah. Just Dennis gifts.
Yeah. And I just, it's just like all gifts and, So that was my first. It was a little different than yours. You did a really cool music radio show that's been like one of your dreams forever, and I made Laffy Poops.
Laffy Poops.
Laffy Poops.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Bim Patty likes the red lipstick, Joe. You got to stick with it.
I was just looking at a nice little comment. Yeah, that was...
That's your look now.
That was my girlfriend's at the time. That was... See, I say this now, Dan.
Yeah.
Please feel free.
Mm-hmm.
Say what, you know, comes to your mind.
Always do.
This is, I think, a case of hindsight only.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I should have held on to that one. It was the girl I was dating at the time.
You should have held on to the lipstick?
Aside from that.
The bra.
The girl I was dating.
Von Moe.
Bra and lipstick, that was.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
That
wasn't a pull the pin grenade situation. That just ended...
That ended.
It just kind of fell apart.
It
was my choice.
This is also the same person that
stood behind,
blocked your car from leaving
when I was trying to back out of the driveway.
Yeah,
that's why I say hindsight. I know. I have a tendency. You know what it is, Dan?
You saw the tip of the crazy iceberg.
I know. You know what it is in hindsight. I go by recent girls, and then I think of her.
But you're thinking of the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
One, I'm thinking of just the good stuff with her, and then I'm comparing her to these psycho twats.
That's not a fair comparison.
That I've had a smooth, not smooth, was that the wrong fucking word, a concurrent run with several, self-centered lunatics.
Yeah, you've had a good run.
Not a good one, but a consistent one.
But I gotta say, dating her, the gift game was never better. We had you dancing in the basement in your boxers.
I fell
we
out
had
of a
you
tub.
Falling out of the
I
tub.
I almost cracked my head on her
with
sink.
With your ding-dong flopping around.
Right.
We had the picture of you in the backyard with the lawnmower there we just saw. I mean...
Oh, you know what? Fuck her. I just remembered something.
For the good of the show.
I...
You should go back.
No, I remember...
Entertainment value was up.
I know, because I tried to be friends with her again. Like, not long after we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
But she was already with someone else.
She pretended she didn't know who the fuck. Yeah.
Wait, no, not. Huh?
Not pretended she didn't know, but she was just like had no
I heard
fucking
nothing.
Time for you.
Well, no, not just that. I mean, that might have been in the beginning. I don't know. But, and maybe it was to cover up what I found, what she told me later, which was she was dating a guy right away, a whore, and that guy wouldn't let her.
He was a whore?
He wouldn't let her talk to any of her ex-boyfriends.
Oh, that sounds like a good guy.
Sounds like a very healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So I wasn't allowed to talk to her for I forget how long. And I feel like I reconnected after that, and I might have ruined that, probably.
Hmm.
I don't remember.
You need a diary.
Dennis knows, too. I don't want to bring him into this.
So he's getting more pictures for us.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying them.
Oh, see, Peppermint Patty agrees. Never works with crazy ex-girlfriends. Never.
Oh, getting back with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried that one quite a few times, and I concur. It's never worked.
Hmm. Got to keep trying, though.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I will.
Oh, there you are, dancing.
I don't believe that was...
You were toned then, Joe. You were really toned up.
I should start doing crunches again, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
You push-ups maybe, something like that. What about the money you had in your G-string there? Oh, Rose thinks she might have been afraid of your penis.
Oh, he, she said, the guy.
Oh, maybe he would. Why does he know that?
Going by your logic before everyone does. I don't know. Maybe he listened to the show.
It's not a first date thing, really. It's like, here's my ex-boyfriend's dick. Where do you measure up?
Oh, there
it is.
Oh, there's the sensor.
Oh, there's the sensor. Remember you took the picture of you eating steak in the tub?
It was actually chicken cutlets.
And it was your Tinder profile picture.
Yeah. See that kind of shit, though? That's what I remember. And I go, man, I had it good. She treated me good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you forgetting what I just told you a minute ago, asshole?
Yeah, that part. No.
Yeah, I know.
I've been holding, Peppermint Patty has been holding out on her. I have no idea what she's talking about. It's ridiculous.
I think she's talking about the meme she hasn't seen before. I'm assuming. Right? The GIFs?
Which meme?
Not the GIFs.
Oh, God. Yes. This is my favorite.
Oh, that was me dancing to Peter Gabriel's Steam.
Yeah. Look at you go.
Those are my moves.
Yeah, they're moves.
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, I am making motions.
You're moving. With yeah. You look special.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Dennis.
Am I fucked up for getting all, what do you call it, nostalgic looking at that? Like,
no.
I'm like, that was a good time with her.
Yeah, no, you got your.
But you're right. I always remember just
going
to
have good times.
But it's not a good thing to do what I'm doing, which is only focusing on the good parts.
Yeah, because you miss the shitty parts, like her standing behind your car and refusing to talk to you, and something else you just thought of because you bit your lips, so you definitely have a thought going on.
Dan knows me very well. Yeah, man, it's.
I can tell right now you're debating whether you want to talk about it on the air.
No, I'm gonna leave it.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I know it's rare, but
it happens.
Because honestly,
talk about in 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah, probably next week.
Check in a couple of weeks.
But from what I remember, honestly,
mm-hmm.
I think the reason she stopped talking to me, period,
mm-hmm.
is because I talked about her on the show. And
so we're fixing that right now.
Exactly. But I'm not trying to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
But in all seriousness, no, yeah, that just hit me. I think that's what really put the nail in the coffin of me and her being friends.
Yeah.
Because her and that guy that wouldn't let her talk to me broke up. And then her and
I... Oh, so then you're back up. You're all right.
Well, we didn't start going out again.
No, but then she was back to...
Oh, yeah, then now the rule was lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a shitty thing. I know. See, I overlook too much shitty things, don't I?
You let yourself get treated kind of shitty.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like in the case of the last one, I try my best to let it go, and then it bottles up for weeks, and I respond to a 6-page email.
Oh, Peppermint Patty says, her loss.
Thank you, Patty.
Aww.
You're absolutely right.
She is right.
Goofy, crazy bitch isn't going to... Yeah. Anyway. This is me patching things up, right?
Yeah, it's going good.
I'm making amends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give her a call after the show.
Okay, good. I just miss you. So you
just want to see how you're doing.
So, things good?
Oof. Yeah. Sorry, I just had a really bad flashback of when I did that. The last time
with
I did
her
that.
Or with another person?
Yeah, with her.
Oh, wow.
Last time I did it.
There's a lot coming out of this one.
This was like last January.
Oh. Of this year I or was 2016?
This past year.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's still fresh.
I mean, at least months and months had gone by, and I was leaving some girl's house who was fucking out of her mind nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The one, I'm sure I told it on the air, that threw me into a shower door in her bathroom.
Oh, I think you might have told me about this one. Was this
Chinese
food one?
I don't know if I told you. No.
Okay.
No, this was way before that.
I like, since we don't use names, I have to...
It's hard to confuse.
We have to talk about, like, different stories.
Right.
No, not Chinese food. Shower door.
Right. No, the bunny one.
Yeah. Oh, bunny. Yes, of course.
Yeah. But, Because, you know, I'm really not a piece of shit. I don't even say first names because I don't want a chance ever, you know, embarrassing these psychos.
Or ruining a chance of rekindling.
No, I don't think the fact that I just don't mention their name is leaving it open to rekindle.
I think it is.
We'll find out after the show. I'll make that call.
I guess so.
But I was just leaving.
Rose just pointed out Hooter pen chick.
Oh, God.
Where is that
Where
pen?
Is that pen?
I used to love smelling
it. I want
to
smell it.
Fuck.
But I was just leaving that girl and that incident where I'm in her bathroom. She's smoking a White Owl because she didn't want to smoke in her apartment. So she smoked in her bathroom with a fan on. And no, Dan, I don't mean a White Owl with pot in it, like the only reason those fucking things are sold for.
Yeah,
I mean an actual just tobacco White Owl she was smoking in this bathroom. And she was pulling her tits out. She's sitting up on the sink.
Smoking a White Owl, smoking a White Owl.
Yeah.
Get over here, baby.
Well, see, that's the thing. I couldn't read what was going on. Yeah.
You ever sucked these titties while I finished my cigarette? Nothing says sexy but, like me blowing smoke in your face.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you don't fuck with the White Owl. Because she'd been smoking for like 10 minutes, right? And it was getting down to her fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of went, like I motioned towards her putting it in the ashtray.
Uh-huh.
Like I didn't touch her or the White Owl or anything. But I just moved my hand, motioned it, right?
Yeah.
And right as I did that, I'm saying, let me put that out. Let's go talk or let's go whatever, watch a movie, whatever I said, right?
You want to touch her in her notice, but I got you.
I did, but I also wanted to get out of that room that was filled with smoke because think about it. It's a White Owl and a really shitty fan-operated bathroom.
Right, right, right.
I already completely reek like White Owl smoke. Not very fucking pleasant. So by me saying that and then motioning, she grabs me by the shoulders and slams me into her shower glass door and just calmly goes, "Don't ever tell me what to do," and that was
it. She talked like another crazy lady.
She did talk like that. Okay, because there's one that I made a first name on. But it's a nickname, so it doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
That was a character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Just like Stacy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
We have a lot of characters on the show.
Oh, my God.
We haven't checked on her in a while.
I think we left her in the old studio.
But I did something that, when that happened, Dan, that I rarely do. Get the fuck out of there.
You actually left?
That moment.
Oh, I wish I had confetti. Do you have a notebook? I'll make confetti.
But, I mean, that is really my line. Once it gets physical, that's it. I'm out. I put up with a lot of crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like, situation-wise, said-to-me-wise. But once it gets physical, I'm fucking gone. So that's...
Joe's not going to be a battered housewife.
No. Only emotionally, you know, mentally.
Yeah, emotionally. That's different. Not physically. I take that shit all day.
So I left the chick's house, got in my car, and I tried to contact the one we were talking about.
Did you peel out?
No, if I had the Camaro, I would have, but... No, it was also a steep hill, so probably would have crashed into something. I think I had to do like 3 K turns to get out of our driveway. It was a really curvy,
fucking,
steep hill.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, it was a really.
Just gonna back up. Mailbox clear. Okay.
Yeah, it was hard to do an angry peel out when you got to do all these backwards K turns. It's like hanging up angrily with a smartphone, where you just got to really slam your finger into the fucking red
really
button.
Hard.
Yeah, that isn't even a button to screen. But so I got back in the car and she was on my Snapchat list, so I sent her a message through there, and all I got back was, like, in capital, "Do I have to block my number?" And I'm like, what the fuck? I hadn't, you know, reached out in months. So I
let that one
the go. Only thing I could think of is I think she must have listened to me saying something on the air about her.
Oh, I wonder if she's listening tonight.
Huh?
I said, I wonder if she's listening tonight. Rose says she's also very proud. She's impressed that you wanted to talk. That's growth and not just in your pants. So proud of you, Joseph. Isn't that nice?
Oh, wait. Talk what? To who? In which case?
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm talking about different girls at the same time.
I said Rose just said...
You know, about which girl, though?
You wanted to... The one you were talking to before you... when you told her to put the cigarette.
Oh, the White Owl one.
The White Owl.
Oh, see, that's all you had to say. Okay.
Yeah, White Owl.
Yeah. Right.
So you wanted to talk. And by the way, impressive. Now that's growth.
By the way, if I stayed, I absolutely could have fucked her.
Yeah. No. I know.
But no, I just have to say.
I don't. Well, yeah. I don't want anyone to think that you didn't have a chance to fuck her.
I knew that was going to sound bad.
It did.
I know. I have a way of doing that, don't I?
It's just a weird point to make. I could have fucked her. I just wanted to mention.
No, I bring it up because she says, or Rose said, that, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get myself out of that one. No, I'll leave it alone.
Fuck it.
Whatever. But we had talked
on
the phone in person before that night, before I did.
Oh, wow. Romantic.
Fuck you. What? Asshole.
It was. You had a couple of conversations before you went over to Pooner. That doesn't happen too much these days.
You might know this one I'm talking about by another story refresher.
Okay.
Ghost Hunters girl. This is the chick that was on Ghost Hunters.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Really?
She was actually... I'm not going to...
That was this year?
Yeah, it was last winter. So it was either early January or... Yeah, it had to be early January. Because I was just getting over the bunny bitch, so I was bouncing
around. Yeah,
So I had so that was familiar. Mm-hmm. So I went to that, mm-hmm. But she was also on.
I try to do that, but I don't have anyone to bounce off with. It's just I just pick different porn.
But it's good because the bouncing I do never pans out. Mm. Sometimes it makes it worse.
Yeah,
it's just a mild, quick distraction.
Oh,
and that. Thank you very much, asshole. All right. So where were we before?
Talking about something smart.
Oh. You mean until I came in? Thanks.
No. You insulted you there. I didn't do that. It was you.
I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. We talked about your your Bumble experience.
Mm.
Are you going to answer any of those Bumble ladies?
I did, actually.
Oh, what'd you say? I would go back in time and have dinner with.
No, that one actually, I can't look at the conversation because it's expired.
You never answered?
No, I. Oh, wait, no.
You have like 48 hours or something, I think.
No, this was like 2 weeks ago. No, it expired.
I don't know how I know that because I never got a match on that ever.
I think if.
Before I fucking deleted it.
If either of you don't respond, or, you know, if either of you stop talking after a certain amount of time, it just goes away.
A lot of pressure.
It expires. Yeah, I know. I'm just looking. There's two that I could be talking to that I...
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, get talking, baby.
I'm trying to do a show. I know it doesn't sound
like... Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Do a show.
It doesn't sound like it, but... I don't know. On the left. What do you think? Try to keep it away from the camera.
You sure it's not the one on the right?
Fuck off.
She looks experienced, is all I'm saying. The one on the right.
Okay. Dan is referring to what appears to be the girl's mother.
Yeah.
Or grandmother.
It might be grandma, yeah. Well, I think you could. I think you could get them both if you try hard.
She thinks that was the advice I was looking for.
No, the one on the left is a very, very beautiful young lady.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
No, she is. She's very attractive. Very nice.
Okay.
She looks tall, though.
Oh, never mind. She never responded to my response.
Well, she roughs you up.
She looks like the rough-up type.
Yeah.
You stay away from shower doors.
Oh, you have curtains. We can date.
Fuck. Well, why don't we get some, sexy talk, but some more
sexy talk. Okay, let's do it. Is this an article or a vidya?
This is an article. It's a story, the likes of which we've never done before, and most of you have never heard this kind of story before.
You never hear a story like this. Partying in panties. Ooh.
What was that?
All
right, ignore it.
How do I turn the volume on? Oh, God. Oh, God.
What's the matter?
I'm scared. Hold on. I got it.
Okay. Well, what's making noise?
I don't know. Hold on.
I'm just saying, because there's no video on this
one. Okay, we're good.
All right. Well, I got the chick's picture up in the chat here, if you want
to... let's see. Partying in panties. Snapchat. I like that's a good headline. Snapchat video of Beaumont High teacher with students led to arrest. Oh, we've never done a story about a teacher.
No.
Weird.
Not what it has to do with students.
Samantha Chiata was a good mother, but now she faces felony charges, divorce, and school community that's shocked and disappointed.
Would you agree this looks like a girl I would date?
Yeah, that looks like your type.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad.
Well, we have to go just by the mugshot.
Oh.
Thanks for that, but... Oh, here. So if you scroll down real quick.
Okay.
We got the nose ring there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there's no self-esteem. That's totally my type.
No self-esteem. That's yeah. That's something you like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodie, so she's not like fashionable.
Okay, that's good. Dresses you don't have to worry like about me. That. Yeah.
Right.
I like band it. T-shirts.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I apologize. I interrupted you. Go on.
No. Please. Feel free. Beaumont, California. So if we have our map we ever put up, pin goes right in California.
Oh, we gotta do that. Yeah.
A Snapchat video. It's gonna be just all Florida and then like a couple of random pins around the country.
Right.
A Snapchat video that allegedly showed Beaumont High School teacher Samantha Lee Chiata wearing...
What are you doing? You're Italian.
Chiata.
It's
Chiata?
Chiata.
Chiata.
Okay. C-I-O-T-T-A. Chiata.
Chiata. Wearing only a shirt...
Or Chiata.
Wearing only, quote, a shirt and panties.
In the Snapchat video.
In the Snapchat video.
So, I'm getting the feeling, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a limb. Teacher doing shit with students maybe shouldn't mix social media
put
with
on
it.
Snapchat.
Okay, so those two things shouldn't mesh.
I feel like you shouldn't.
Probably keep them separate.
Keep it separate.
And just wait until the kid you're fucking tells his friend.
Yeah.
And then that friend gets jealous.
And tells somebody.
And like the parents.
Yeah, and that's, you know, whose right. fault is it though? Is it the kid?
Absolutely.
Or is it the because kid who told the kid?
Both.
Oh, they're both dumb. Okay.
Both.
While drinking alcohol, this isn't so bad so far. She's just in a shirt and panties while drinking alcohol.
No, we haven't gotten to the age of the...
With two shirtless minors. Oh, see now that? Okay, that might be an issue.
But it's high school, so what are we talking? 16, 17? That's fine.
I assumed coal miners.
You remember being 16, 17? We knew what we were doing. We
oh, yeah.
We would have done
I
this
had
in a
so
second.
Much sex.
No, if we could have.
And
I'm
cookies.
Saying.
I meant cookies.
Oh.
Sorry, I see those mixed up.
I'm saying...
Uh-huh.
They're not victims.
I mean, I don't think they're victims as much as they're having the time of their lives.
Exactly.
Oh.
Go on, please. I'm sorry to interrupt your heart on.
No, it's still there.
Okay.
At the center of a police investigation that could lead to more anticipated felony charges against a 32-year-old teacher accused of sex with an underage
alone.
Student. She was arrested September 20th on suspicion of unlawful sex and oral copulation. What do you think that is? With a minor and released from custody the next day after posting $150,000 bail. Hachi machi. Damn, where do you think she got that money from? Police continue to investigate whether Chiata had inappropriate sexual contact with more than one underage Beaumont High student. Well, there were two in the picture, so I'm going to assume at least two.
Two shirtless in the picture.
Shirtless, yes, of course, sorry. According to documents obtained by
Patch.
Just
want to keep that hard on going.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's rubbing against my zipper. A high school student who spotted the scandalous Snapchat story in August asked the student who posted it if the woman in the video was Miss Chiata.
See, now, slow down. See, here's where it unravels. Here's how she gets caught. So some other student who wasn't fucking her saw the Snapchat.
Saw the snap.
Asked the kid who was
went
fucking
to the student,
her.
And here's the reply. Okay. Yes, bro. I'm getting in deep. Been, some F word. Fucking Chiata and getting threesomes for the last couple weeks at her house.
See? They're both to fault.
I feel like the I'm getting it. That feels like a cop, like that's such
no,
dark.
No, dude, that's how.
Yes, brother.
That's,
hmm?
No, that's how they talk.
Oh.
These days. Those kids. Could we sound any older? But no, that is yes, bro. I'm getting in deep and fucking her and getting threesomes. Yeah, that's the kid.
Stay off my lawn.
I really don't want to say kid, but whatever. 17-year-old, is that what it was?
Is it Jealousy Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The other
I
student,
didn't get these fucking chances in high school.
No. The other student who allegedly appeared in the Snapchat video told an adult Chiata that had sex with a student, and if police have her phone, then they will find out.
Oh, so one of the ones she was fucking tried to warn her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the one was smart, the other one was stupid, and telling his friend that he was fine. Okay.
Well, no, the other student told an adult.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
The other student who allegedly appeared in the Snapchat video told an adult.
It's the same thing every time. I know. There's always one that has to fucking... It really annoys me.
It never happens in the porns.
They're just people having fun. Mm. Leave it alone.
Police got a warrant to obtain her cell phone and search the banning home she shared with her
husband. You think the cops didn't send pictures to each other of her?
I think they probably do, right?
I would.
Well, yeah. While searching her home, detectives found a torn-up handwritten note that mentioned the juvenile victim by name. Probably shouldn't have kept that.
There was a pirate there? What was that?
Yeah, her. She be leaving evidence. The note appeared to be written to Samantha Chiara's husband, explaining her relationship with the underage student.
I didn't know there was a husband involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how the divorce happened.
I missed the divorce part, sorry.
Oh, so she wrote a handwritten note to him?
Please tell me it says,
"Dear honey, I'm pooning out with high schoolers.
I'm fucking this bro."
Yeah, we're broing out with the bros. you shouldn't text it, but maybe like a face-to-face.
So this was a handwritten note they found?
Handwritten.
Okay.
I didn't even know you still made those. It's like, oh, I wonder if it was calligraphy. She was an English teacher. Probably was. I wonder if it was marked up with like things that she had, like adjective goes here.
She made notes on her own note. In red ink.
Exactly. Right. And then she just put "see me" at the top.
A little drool dick underneath. In parentheses.
We have fun. Her first known relationship with police. Her personal relationship with the alleged victim started nearly 2 years earlier, according to law enforcement documents, school records, and interviews with the student's family members.
She has this
school
going on.
Records.
So they had this going on for 2 years before some jerk off told a parent.
See, Snapchat, you can't have Snapchat involved.
I know.
The former teacher allegedly took a special interest, well, apparently, in the underage boy failing her English class. I've seen this movie 1,000 times. He came in for extra credit, yada yada. He was described in documents, except usually they're like a 30-year-old guy with like a sideways hat, and you're like, oh, teenager.
Yeah.
What's up, Miss Chiara? We're the same age, apparently.
I'm not at all wondering why you're sitting on the edge of your desk with your legs uncrossed.
Why is there only 3 desks in this classroom?
Why am I the only one in detention every time?
Is there a brick wall and no windows? I don't watch those movies a lot.
Why is there a whiteboard on an easel instead of an actual fucking chalkboard?
Oh, there's a globe for this English class.
Front and center, like we use it all the time in English.
Silas Marner was here.
This is where Edgar Allan Poe grew up. Spin, spin, point.
Oh, fuck. He was described in documents as a disruptive student, apparently, and an incorrigible juvenile.
Oh,
that's just her type.
It's definitely incorrigible.
Chiara even asked to participate in a hearing to discuss the boy's individualized education plan. Yeah, he had his own plan, right? She said she was his advocate, the boy's guardian said. Boy's guardian. Chiara and her alleged victim both started at Bowman High in August of 2015. Oh, they were new together. It was a fresh start at a new school. Then a 29-year-old married mom who previously taught English at La Quinta High School, which is a hotel chain, in the Coachella Valley. The boy, a 14-year-old orphan.
Oh, okay.
We've taken a turn.
Oh, I'm still not saying victim.
I was thinking 17, 18.
So was I, but I'm still
right
not.
Right on the line.
I'm still not calling him a victim.
14's kind of young.
But a 14-year-old boy, he had every...
He just figured out how that thing works. He had no idea what was happening.
But he
living
had...
with a family member after his mom died and his dad went to prison. I wonder if that was related to each other.
Hmm.
Had just started his freshman year.
Are you saying that sort of thing can shape a young kid's life?
I'm saying if mommy dies and it's because of daddy, it might fuck you up a little bit. They met in Chiara's English class, the only one the boy was failing within the first month of school. Well, that's pretty impressive. According to Bowman High Records, Chiara offered to provide her alleged victim with extra help. See? Exactly like the movie. The only difference is, like I said, the 14-year-old's played by a 30-something-year-old guy.
Right.
That's where messed up.
Sideways hat takes sideways all 15 hat, years.
And you're like, oh, he's a backpack. Now I know.
Right.
And he's wearing boxers for some reason in class. Whatever. A few months later.
You're right. It's all these boxers.
Oh, my dick's out. I'm fine. Chiara sent the, well, you've just been bad, and I'm going to have to, blah, 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 and then they're having sex. I was losing victim's name deleted in the
we're
classroom.
We're back up. So in February, she sent the boy's guardian an email.
Yeah.
Quote.
I was losing victim's name deleted in the classroom due to his behavior. The last confrontation he and I had, I felt, was an eye-opener for him.
Say it was.
And he
when
was
I
much,
pulled my titty out.
And he was much better yesterday.
I don't know why I just made her black.
I hope to, yeah. I hope to see him improve and show some accountability for his grade in my class as well as other classes. He has so much potential.
In aww. That dick.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a lot of wiener potential. The boy's guardian said she wasn't immediately concerned because the boy...
Sorry, I got to back up because I got a screenshot of the email. What they left out was thank you and have a wonderful day! Exclamation point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, they did.
Sorry, go on.
No, please. The boy's guardian said she wasn't immediately concerned because the boy, who was enrolled in special education services, needed help in school and had been prone to violent outbursts since fourth grade. I can't change that he and his siblings went through before they came to me, the boy's guardian said.
All right.
All right, this kid's definitely not a victim, dude.
I don't know.
No.
There's a lot of words in this article, Joe.
What do you want?
Oh, this keeps going. Oh, my God. Go ahead. Oh, no, there's another story attached to this one. Never mind.
Ooh.
That was confusing.
Is it as sexy as this one?
No, I'm going to skip ahead, though, because this is a lot of shit.
Okay.
On June 8th, one of the boy's relatives sent him a text asking the child if he indeed had sexual relationship. According to an investigative report obtained by Patch, the family member told police immediately she immediately knew the text was not sent by the boy based on language used in the message. Never mind, the sender replied. My lawyer will contact you. That's fucking great. Yeah, see, this is a lot of information here. I think we got the gist of it.
Well, go to the very end.
Okay.
What was the ending?
The ending is, I know you likely want to paint a negative picture that will get many readers to your site, but don't forget that there are always multiple sides to a story, said Scott Chioda, the husband.
Okay.
Mm.
The same one who filed for divorce.
The same guy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So he's still defending her.
The second story was that there's another, two more Beaumont High teachers made headlines for allegedly inappropriate contact with students this month. The trio of investigations was angered and disappointed parents. On October 2nd, a second Beaumont High English teacher was arrested and subsequently charged with allegedly having sexual contact with an underage student. Teacher Christina Austin, who also goes by the last name Jacobson, was charged with having an illegal relationship with a 16-year-old female student. Oh, that's a different scene in the movie. She quit her job when approached by school officials.
Yeah, this is where the teacher's assistant comes in.
Yeah. Wow, so this is just like a fuck fest, this whole...
school?
This whole, boy. Yeah, this whole school is just... This school is definitely in that porn. 100%.
I'm just... Sorry, I'm just scrolling through the comments because that's where you get the best.
Oh, the best news. Yeah, that's where all the good stuff is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we got the gist of what's going on here.
What the fuck?
What?
This is a comment. Mm-hmm. Someone wrote on the story. I'd be more worried about lowering the penalty from a felony to a misdemeanor for knowingly spreading AIDS. What? Where the fuck did that come into it?
Yeah, that's a leap.
If you ever want to just check out what the craziest people in this country have to say, just look at the comments section on anything on the internet. Anything. Just take a gander, and you could check out what they're thinking. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Chromosome identifiers are binary. It's science, not politics at the vote. What the fuck? Not his fault. God messes up and makes thousands of humans a year with both sets of sex organs, among other things. He also messed up and made a
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Are you in the right comment section?
Yes!
Okay.
All right, so you're the husband in this.
Oh.
Is there even a period of time, I mean, I'm talking even 5 minutes, Dan, where you think, all right, maybe I could salvage this marriage. It's in the news that she fucked these kids.
I think it's kind of over. 14.
So you're saying, well, are you saying if...
No, I'm not saying any age, but I'm saying that definitely isn't good.
Yeah, let's forget about age.
Okay.
Right, your wife is a teacher.
How about this? Not even a teacher. How about your wife fuck two anyones?
But you got to factor in. This is covered on the news or faces in there.
I'd feel like you're done at that point.
I mean, we've done a lot of these stories.
Yeah, a lot.
Has there ever been a husband that sticks by? I don't think there has.
I think there has. He still said right here that she's a wonderful mother. They're very supportive of her. Oh, that's because
they got a kid involved. If there was, if they didn't have a kid, he wouldn't be saying shit. Yeah. You want to take a break, baby doll?
We can take a break, honey.
All right.
Okay.
Let's play a little Tom Petty. What do you say?
Oh, we haven't done that.
Oh, not in a long time. Fucking jerk off.
What?
You check out the Cousin Joe Show, More Like Radio. Back in a few.
I'm passing sleeping cities, fading by degrees, not believing all I see to be so. I'm flying over backyards, country homes and ranches, watching life between the branches below. And it's hard to say who you are these days, but you run on anyway, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace. And I'm moving all alone, over ground that no one owns, past statues that atone for my sin. A guard on every door and a drink on every floor, overflowing with a thousand amen. And it's hard to say we are these days, but you run out anyway, don't you, baby? Of your father's two-room mansion, no headroom for expansion no more. And there's a corner of the floor they're telling you is yours, and you're confident but not really sure. And it's hard to say who you are these days, but you run on anyway, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace, don't you, baby? You keep running for another place to find that saving grace. Don't you, baby? Yeah.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. Sorry, was someone else talking?
Yeah,
I was some talking. Asshole had their mic off.
Oh, did some asshole?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Can't imagine who that could be.
Find out who that is.
Well, let me know what you do so I can reprimand them.
My beer's broken.
Oh.
You got one of those working beers?
I think I do. Mm. Well, I get that. Dan, how can people contact us?
They can contact us both
through their ears and through their fingers.
They can come on to morelikeradio.com/live and chat with us in the chat room.
What was that address again?
Morelikeradio.com/live. And they could chat with us. They can even see video of us.
Right.
Being all sexy. Or they can call a phone number that Joe will provide for us.
845. Sorry. 845-228-8897. That's 845-228-8897. Or Cousin nice. Joe Show on Skype if you have the Skype.
That too.
Which you should. Also, you know, we don't talk about this enough, or plug it enough, rather. And, you know, I say plug, but we don't get anything out of it at all. If anything, you get something out of it.
Oh.
Us. If you're listening to the show at your place and you're about to go on the road and you want to listen live with us, download the free TuneIn app. Search More Like Radio. And there we are, broadcasting live on your phone.
Yeah, so when you drive around town, you can lower your windows and they can hear this.
Yes.
And you can get arrested.
Please keep your windows all the way up when you listen to the show.
Right. Oh, why ask Brent, we'd like to know where we go if you want to chat about YouTube copyrights.
CousinJoeShow.com. There will be a link to a live journal that I have. God, that's on my, like, 200 to-do list things from years ago, is get rid of that. Why did I say that? Fuck!
What happened?
Why did I do that?
What'd you do?
Okay, well, if you can't figure it out, then hopefully no one else can.
I was laughing because why does Brent put your Cliff Notes version of the Cousin Joseph Explains YouTube copyright laws? So everyone could go to their local bookstore and purchase that.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Let's see.
Anyway.
No, I'm sorry. I'm putting that in the chat so people could see. All right.
It was in the chat.
No, but, okay, you're right. What I said made no sense.
Yeah, I'm just confused.
I put it in the video, so if people aren't checking it out live, they'll be able to see what the chat looked like at the time of...
At that time?
Yeah.
See, look what you missed, there. Idiots.
There you go.
Should I call our listeners idiots?
No.
Oh. You missed, guys.
People.
That'll bring them back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We fixed it.
Mm.
That's how I fix all my broken relationships. That's the amount of effort I put in. What you just heard right there. That's the amount of concern and effort I put in.
It's weird.
Is it weird or is it lazy and apathetic?
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's so great.
On another note, we do love you people
for
checking us out.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. No, not you.
What?
I was talking to you, Dan. I was talking to people in the chat participating. And all the ones not in the chat that just listen. I know there are plenty of those. I get messages from them.
Aw.
It means a lot.
That's nice.
It is. All right. Enough of that shit.
Yep.
Let's talk about some more scandalous, sexy stuff, Dan.
Yeah. We never talk about this.
No. We're changing directions on this show.
Switching it up.
Yeah. Keeping it fresh for you.
Keeping it fresh.
Dan?
Yes. Were you playing the video? Do you want to read it?
Oh, now this is, okay. You want to start with the video and then go to the article?
We can. I just like that the headline.
It's only because, like...
Florida mom.
Well, do you want to do that, or you want to go to the video first? Because, like, here's the
thing. Husband.
I'm sorry, I'm talking over you.
Oh,
dear.
Go ahead.
No, it's just because, like usual, the video is... And it's a news video.
Mm-hmm.
Local news, of course. The video is 20 seconds long, so we have to explain afterwards. So
yeah.
Let's play that first.
Yeah, play that quick, real quick.
All right, here it is.
A 58-year-old Jupiter woman is charged with trying to kill her son-in-law, who she said she had an affair with. Palm Beach Gardens police said they saw Kathleen Davis trying to run over the man in her Mercedes-Benz. They say she told them she had an affair with her son-in-law and that he then told his wife. Davis told police that ruined her relationship she had with her daughter. She was released on bond.
Oh.
And that's the end.
Wow.
So
that was really deep reporting.
Yeah, they really...
They really got in there.
They go in depth and they just, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Not like our news stories.
Patty in the chat. Just listening. Love you too. That's very sweet.
Aw.
We love you too. All right. Enough of that shit. Not you, Patty. Me. Now, to expand on that 20-second in-depth article.
Yeah, they really went for it on that news. They dug deep. Florida mom has affair with daughter's husband, attempts to run him over. Kathleen Regina Davis arrested after September 20th in Palm Beach Gardens.
Wait, are you telling me this is a Florida story?
Florida story.
I'm fucking shocked.
See, I'm telling you, another pain in Florida. It just was literally like, we would have to put it like on
we
a
only
special...
started this like three shows ago, and we're already running out of corkboard for
Florida
the pins.
Room, yeah. We would have to use corkboard. If we did it on the wall, like, you would seriously, like there'd be a hole.
I'd have to,
like,
remodel when I left this place, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to put another closet.
I'd lose
in.
My deposit.
Mm-hmm. It was not enough for a Florida woman to have an affair with her daughter's husband.
No.
But she had to try to kill him as well.
Where is that? I know I'm ruining it.
Okay.
But I...
What were you trying to do?
That's too late.
Were you trying to make the clangy noise?
No, I know we have like a...
What's that? What?
I know we have some kind of like... Not that! Well, that applies to me right now.
It does.
Yes. But...
Hey, what happened?
I don't know, man.
Kathleen Regina Davis, 58, of Jupiter, was arrested on September 20th.
Just barrels on through my nonsense.
After attempting to run over Michael Ciara, 33, with her Mercedes-Benz. Palm Beach Gardens police said, Davis was upset with Ciara for ruining her own relationship with her daughter by admitting the two of them were involved in an affair.
How dare she?
How dare she?
Davis, I got to back up. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get all this sorted out.
You want the sound again?
So no, no, fuck you. So... Damn it. The mom was upset because the daughter...
No. The mom was upset because the daughter's husband told the daughter that they'd been fucking.
He told her. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's where
he was like, baby, I've been fucking your mom. Just like that.
Okay. I'm glad I'm cleared up now.
Mm-hmm.
That did it.
Mm-hmm. Davis went to Ciara's Palm Beach Gardens home and threw eggs at both the house and cars.
Mature for a 58-year-old.
Yeah, it's true. You fucked me, told my daughter I'm going to throw eggs at your house. Ciara and Davis's daughter are in the process of being divorced. I wonder why. Upon arrival, police witnessed Davis driving towards Ciara in the front of the house in an attempt to run him over. Police said Davis admitted to wanting to run over Ciara and that she wanted him to die. Davis was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which I assume is her Mercedes-Benz. Comments? Thoughts?
I'm just trying to process this.
Okay. Man and woman get married, all right? They get married together forever, together. And then,
but she was trying to get back at her daughter, even though
and then
it was the husband that said
at
something.
The wedding. No, they're at the wedding.
Okay, let me follow. This
and
along.
Then he looks at the mom, and she's like, "That's right." And then they end up having an affair and fucking. He fucks the mom,
right?
And then another point I've seen. And then the mom gets mad because then
he feels guilty.
The daughter. Yeah, he feels guilt. He feels shame.
Most likely it's just because he's afraid she's going to find out.
Or he fucked so this crazy lady and he really ripped his soul apart.
Again, meaning...
Is this bitch crazy? I mean, you saw the picture. I don't know what the daughter looked like, but my goodness.
I know. I wish we had that, but...
Yeah, they usually don't take mugshots for people who weren't involved in the crime.
Oh.
But then the angry mom decided to try to run over the husband for telling the daughter... thus ruining the relationship she had with her daughter, because fucking your daughter's husband does not ruin the relationship. Only
right.
telling the
it's
daughter
It's the
does.
Vehicle.
Yeah.
That would do that.
You throw the eggs at the house.
After, yes. You think she, at one point, she's maybe half a carton through, and she's going, you know what, this isn't working, I gotta get in the car.
I wonder if she was, like, driving there, and she's just like, I better stop at the convenience store and get some eggs for this.
Were the eggs premeditated? That is a very good question.
That's true. Was it a premeditated attack using eggs?
Right.
I mean, she stopped at the store, and she's like, I'm going to get eggs to throw at this house, not these. These are expired. I'm going to get eggs. And she's like digging in to find. She wants good 12 eggs. She doesn't want one that this one's cracked already.
And she wants the extra large, not those little small
eggs. Yeah, the
large eggs.
With the splatter. Yeah, yeah, the brown ones. Because they're cage-free. Free-roam chickens.
You can tell that by the color?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll just go along with you. Sure.
But I think that she, you know, I think she really, yeah, she picked out good eggs.
Yeah.
To throw at this house.
But at some point, the eggs she decided in the moment were not enough.
No, she needed a Mercedes Benz.
Or she used the eggs to lead the husband outside.
Oh, classic.
Because you can't run him over from the inside.
Old eggs to make the husband come outside, so I went here with my Mercedes Benz trick.
The egg luring trick.
Seen it all the time. I was in a couple of...
More of those films?
Yeah. I was in detective films from the 30s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah, the only time you drive around with eggs in your car is if it's gate night. Or if you're a weirdo in Jersey, you call it goosey night.
Or if you want to have an omelet.
Which is coming up, by the way.
Goosey night?
See, we do topical things on the show.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had... You ever been egged?
I've done egging. Like when we were, we egged some houses when we were kids. We were young.
Okay.
At a bar.
At what? And a bar.
Yeah, I threw eggs at a bar.
Yeah. We had the soap on cars. The
we did that shit.
Shaving cream in the mailbox.
We did what was called a rope job.
Okay, this sounds.
They tied a rope around this guy's front door. And then tied it to this banister so he couldn't pull the front door open. And then they rode their bikes around his front yard and tore the lawn up. And he was freaking out and getting all mad.
Did he have no back door?
He was mad. He wasn't thinking of it. He was, like, really into his lawn. Like, he was mowing it, like, all the time. So they fucked his... Then they threw, like they broke cassettes and threw it all in his trees and shit. That shit was sparkling in the top of the trees for, like, years.
Wait, what'd you throw in the tree?
Like, they broke cassettes, like, listening cassettes. Oh! And threw it up at the top
the film?
Of the trees.
Yeah. Or like not the, film, but the tape. I, yeah, the tape. Tape.
And like, that, like, you could see that on a sunny day for, like, years.
But if the light isn't hitting it right, you don't see it. I remember on my street that I used to live on, we took a broken cassette tape. This is really dating how old we are here.
Mm-hmm.
Because these were our toys, cassette tapes. When they were broken... We would take the tape out and tie it around like a telephone pole and then on one side of the road all the way across the street to a tree. So a car would come, not see it, and of course hit it. But it just breaks apart and there's no damage or anything.
Yeah.
But, boy, did we get some upset neighbors about that.
They didn't like
we
that.
We also, this is how covert we were. Hanging out friends again on the same block as growing up as kids. We were very discreet, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We had an apple tree in someone's yard and just a fuck ton of like small apples. We would line the street from one end to the other, not an inch of space in between, line it with a row of apples for the cars to run over.
So they had to hit the apples.
We all sat on the curb
and watched
directly beside. They didn't even try to hide.
Just waited.
Just wait and fucking... Almost fell over laughing hysterically at cars running over apples. This is what we did before the internet.
We used to
was our day.
We would throw ketchup packets in the road and cars run over them in Main Street. So if cars ran over them, it would shoot ketchup on the other cars.
Okay.
That was a good time for us.
I
mean, we were pretty badass.
Well, there was one time. See, now, you'll know what I'm talking
about. Are you going to go too far now? You going to go past apples?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well... See, there's the street I grew up on, and then connected to that street is a more main street, and you know what I'm talking about.
I've been there, yeah.
So, it's also a hill, so...
It is.
And if you're coming from one direction, you can't see what's on the road until it's too late.
That's true.
And we would put sticks.
Sticks? The band?
Big sticks.
Oh. Oh, branches.
Okay, that.
Yeah, that's different. Okay.
At least we hid for that.
Yeah.
We would hide behind the bushes. And we were on our bicycles. I remember that. And there was this guy with a convertible, like this like red like Beamer convertible, nice car. Mm-hmm. Ran over the stick, and it flipped up and came back down on his car. That's and amazing. We were hysterically laughing. That's what gave us away.
Right.
Because he, of course, jammed on the brakes. Heard us laughing. We got on our bikes, and he chased us.
Did you ride your bikes 5 feet away to your house?
He pulled down into the street.
God damn it.
Can
I mention that road was a dead end?
Yes.
God damn it, Joe.
No, listen. No. We had this emergency plan mapped out.
Plan.
One of my friends had a fort way back. It was across the street from me.
So it was like E.T.
So
you guys escaped.
It went downhill. Mm. From the back of his house down into like the trees and, you know, it was all. So we rode our bikes through in between my friend's house and another house. So the driver couldn't tell whose house we were going to. Down through, you know, the trees and into the very back. And we lost him.
Huh.
We lost a guy on a dead-end court.
That's impressive.
I know.
I mean, he knew you. Yeah. That was good.
Thank you.
Rose says that Goosey Knight is gay.
The term or the whole
act? I think
act?
The term. Mischief Knight is another name.
Oh, that's right.
And she said you're supposed to use fishing line, not tape.
Well, I didn't want to.
Well, apparently Rose was more badass than you.
You know what? Absolutely she is.
And she also said, those streets are not well lit. Did you do this at dusk?
That was the other thing. Yeah, it was when the sun was going down. Yeah. Absolutely.
A bunch of fucking assholes.
We all were as kids, weren't we?
We were.
We had nothing to do back then.
You see it now, though. And you're like, you fucking shitty kids. We weren't
no,
like
but
this.
Now kids don't do that because they have phones and the internet
the last
and shit.
Time? Dude, I almost got in a car accident once. I was driving home. And I was in like a neighborhood, like a residential neighborhood that I lived in. And I saw kids outside playing and I almost like crashed my car. I was like, what the fuck's happening?
Now,
I haven't seen that in 20.
Now that you bring it up, I can't remember. It's got to be over a decade since I've seen that.
We used to have like full, like, God damn, I'm such an old fucking man. We used to have full like street hockey games, like, you know, 5-on-5.
Right.
Football, like we did shit. I'm sounding like back in my day, old man right now, but. Whatever. Kids in their Xbox.
No.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. How did we get there from... Oh, that's right. Mischief.
Mischief Night, which is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Sorry, I got distracted because apparently our YouTube... This is the first night where it's streaming to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we're streaming to YouTube.
Dennis is saying that the stream is dead, so I just restarted it.
I wasn't a liar, but all right.
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh. Fucker. Okay. That looks good to me.
Did you fix your technical difficulties?
Yep.
Okay, good.
You know me. It doesn't distract me on the air at all.
No, no one can tell.
No.
That you're currently distracted at all. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Dick.
Just pointing it out.
I know. Totally fine.
Any more Tinder stories for us?
No.
Okay.
I thought I could think of.
I was trying to get you back.
All right. Well, what do we have after that, Dan?
Well... We have Jim Baker letting us know that God will punish us. Oh, we have a fun game of Guess the Drug. I haven't done that in a while.
I love Guess the Drug.
Want to do Guess the Drug?
Yes, I do.
It's got a vidya.
Ooh.
And we also have a guy fucks and gets his shit stolen. And a woman gets a special surprise when she ordered a yoga mat.
Okay, well, I kind of want to hear the God guy.
God guy now?
Well, no.
Go guess the drug first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's guess a drug. That's
okay.
Fun.
Okay.
And then we get dark.
All right.
Get that God shit.
Mm.
Mm. Joe's very religious.
I make it very known.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What you were just witnessing, Dan,
uh-huh.
Was me fixing the audio.
I'm glad you fixed the audio.
It went out, but I did fix it. And thank you, Dan, for letting me know. Just on the YouTube video.
They couldn't hear any of that brilliance?
It was only, I don't know how long it was out for. I think 2-3 minutes.
Rose just said, my dad used to egg his own car and then call for the insurance.
That's hilarious.
That's fucking brilliant.
But,
okay, sorry.
So no, it's all right. So if you're watching this on YouTube and the last whatever 2 minutes was silent, if you're really that worried about it, I guarantee you're not. But if you are, the audio MP3 is on CousinJoeShow.com.
Yeah, you can listen to it.
Because I'm not going to go through 2 hours just to fix 2 minutes of sound.
No? All right.
Maybe.
We'll see how drunk he gets later.
That's what it all depends on. Sorry, honey. I'm back with you.
Oh, good.
Focused.
Let's do it.
All right.
Video? You want me to read this?
It would help if I went to the...
Guess the drug.
Okay, we got it.
Guess the drug.
Well,
guess
see, I haven't looked at this.
Guess the drug.
Since...
So you're going to have to guess, too, then.
No, I know, but what I'm getting at is... is it better to play the video first? Probably, right?
I didn't watch the video. You did.
Thanks. That was like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's check out the video.
Okay. This is in San Pedro, California.
You need Flash to watch this video. How does Chrome not support Flash? Well, it needs a Flash update. Guess what?
A stolen vehicle suspect led authorities on a bizarre chase that ended with him climbing a high crane at the port of Los Angeles, California.
Also, by the way, it's updated.
Did you notice that there are so many...
Whoa.
What'd that British lady want?
It's an ad, but Flash is fixed.
Wow.
Do you want to explain the game we're playing? I know it's...
Let's guess the drug. This guy's going to do something crazy, and we're going to try to guess what drug made him do it.
Are you trying to say that what you already said was self-explanatory?
No, I was explaining how it works, so they know.
Okay.
My favorite one was the one at that apartment complex.
Well, we can get to that after.
Yeah.
But now that I updated my Adobe plugin, Dan, do you want to play the video first?
Yeah, play the video for us, please.
Okay. We just got to watch this.
The British lady says,
I know, yeah. I've been asking this a lot.
What's she selling us?
But this is what it really means. The same hotel room can have up to 10 different prices across the internet.
The fuck?
So even if you spend a lot of time looking around, chances are it's still out there for a better price.
What?
So make one last check before you book. The Trivago check.
Oh,
Trivago compares prices from more than 200 websites to make sure you find
make
your ideal hotel
for the best price.
Make a note
that we should email this company
the
and
best
get
price.
Some.
We sell
hotel?
A lot of advertising
Trivago.
Time on
really
show,
do.
And that's
sad ending
Trivago's
today for a young man who was in some serious distress. Police tell us they don't know whether he fell off the crane or jumped, and may never know. But this long ordeal coming to an end, with this man falling to his death from one of these really large cranes behind us.
Really large.
In one of the most bizarre pursuits.
He was struggling to be profound and choose his words carefully, and just went with. It's really big.
Really big. Big fuck. I've gotten raised the last 2 years. Fuck it.
These really large cranes behind us. In one of the most bizarre pursuits in the history of Los Angeles, a man spends his final hours naked atop a giant crane in the port of Los Angeles. It would end with him falling more than 150 feet.
Now remember, as we're going along to play Guess the Drug, we're going to factor in certain things. First of all, what red flag jumps right out. Naked.
Naked.
That factors into which drug he was taking.
Oh.
It's got it.
See, naked a lot of times is
well, we're not guessing yet.
Oh.
Don't get ahead of yourself, honey. Just pointing that out.
Okay.
To his death. It began this afternoon with a high-speed pursuit starting in mid-city.
Mm-hmm.
Police twice losing track of the suspected stolen vehicle. Air 7 finally catching up to him, reaching speeds of nearly 100 miles an hour.
Did you hear what this pompous cocksucker just said?
He just pointed out his own.
That the news station helicopter cut. Not the cops. Yeah. But the news station helicopter was able to catch up with him.
Where the police failed, Chopper 7 lives on.
On the shoulder of the 110 South. He eventually reached a loading area on Smith Island, looping back and forth for nearly 10 minutes before abandoning his car and climbing the nearly 20 stories to the top of the crane, first kicking in a window and climbing inside, hopping back out moments later, then climbing over a fence and walking out onto a beam where he'd spend the next 3 hours shedding...
By the way, I'm watching this, Dan. I'm just letting you know, because you can't see it.
I don't have any video.
As he's describing what's going on, you know, the running and jumping over, he is really, like, he pretty much did a backflip. This guy, full of energy, is my point.
Okay, a lot of energy. That factors in, too.
Yeah.
Articles we got it all on film from our helicopter, Channel 7.
The exclusive chase helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I heard the police are looking into buying our pilot, paying off of
something and dangling precariously over the edge.
Dangling
precariously. He also shut down work in this area of the port for hours.
Well, we were just in there, and then all of a sudden, all the security just started telling us to get out the port, and we just had to leave. This is right here.
Okay, so
all right, get back to the wall.
So the reporter said the whole ordeal shut down work.
Ordeal.
But they had. I corrected myself. You fuck. But they had to go to Alonzo Conter, truck driver, to reiterate the same exact thing. We talk about this. So the man
they
on
shut
the street
interviews. Down. Ed, they shut everything down. Thank you.
Let's go back. I got to go back to that. I love the man on the street interviews.
Where he'd spend the next 3 hours
poor guy.
Shedding articles of clothing and dangling
what's
precariously over the edge. He also shut down work in this area of the port for hours.
Mm. Well, we were just in there, and then all of a sudden, all the security just started telling us to get out the port, and we just had to leave. This is right here.
That's what he said, yeah.
Right. And here's another guy.
Is he going to say the same thing in different words? I hope so.
Near my house, so the kids wanted to come down.
As police began to move
fuck?
In, the man's behavior.
That's just some guy who lived around there. We heard some naked guy was up here, so we brought the kids.
What? I like that he sat up there for 3 hours, just laying on a beam.
Precariously,
when's
mind
the last
you.
Time you did anything for 3 hours?
Sex on Effexor really prolongs the coming.
You just pumped away for 3 hours?
Yeah, it gets real sweaty.
Poor woman.
I know.
Began to get even more erratic, slipping and nearly falling several times while clinging onto cables, able to pull himself back up to safety until the final and fatal mistake that sent him careening over the edge to his death.
In speaking with the SWAT leader here,
the detective.
That our officers were nowhere near the close proximity of the suspect at the time.
Okay, yeah, we know it's not your fault.
Yeah,
all they were going for is that we were not near him.
Yeah, what other reason would she have to say that? You're right. He's up on a fucking crane hundreds of feet away. We know you were near him. Did you think people thought they might have pushed him?
I think that's what she was going for. She was just like, yeah, the suspect's just out there on the... Oh, he fell. He fell somehow.
Yeah.
He must have lost his balance.
Truck driver backed into something at the same time.
Balance. Something happened.
Yeah.
That was strange.
Fell.
That young man landed on a boat that was docked at this berth here. They tell us, the police tell us that he was in his mid-20s. He did have a criminal record, and we're waiting his identity from the corner. One thing to pay attention to is how he gained such easy access to this area. We asked the deputy chief of the Port of Los Angeles about this. He said a private security firm.
Well, the cops weren't around there. You know, they had too much. That's why you got it. So.
Picturing the guy who owns the boat.
Yeah, he just tied off his boat.
It can't get any worse. That some guy just lands on the boat. Oh, Mondays.
He caught zero fish. He was out there. Just.
From. Oh, no.
Handles security here, and as of tonight, he can't comment on tonight's situation.
Oh, well, that explains. All right, so now, are there more details? I think there are in the article here.
Sweet.
Let's see. Stolen. I might just be repeating what we heard.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I haven't taken a gander
Chase
yet.
Chase started at some point. Authorities lost the vehicle. This doesn't mention Chopper 7 finding it. Suspect donning a Lakers jersey. I don't know. That's important.
By the way, hours-long standoff and bizarre behavior. All right. So what do we got so far? We got a high-speed chase.
In his 20s, high-speed chase.
We got... climbing atop a...
lots of energy.
Man.
Climbing
tons.
A thing, breaking a window.
We got naked.
But then laying around for 3 hours and getting naked.
Right.
Boy.
I'm gonna have to go with meth.
I was going to go meth or bath salts, something like that.
See, I think the bath salts craze has kind of died down.
Has it?
I don't hear
I
as
feel
many...
like they don't report about it anymore.
That could be it. That could be... Yeah.
I remember when we broke the alligator story?
We did.
And the government shut us down, man.
We haven't... I don't think we've really heard many articles about that since...
Because they moved on.
What, to the next one?
Yeah.
But that's my point, though. Bath salts was like the original synthetic gas station drug that you could buy and fuck with. So that's why I thought... I don't know. But like any of those synthetic drugs, mm-hmm. they finally, after way too long, I can't believe I'm calling for the cops to get involved in drugs. But to me, these aren't drugs. These are the really, what do you call it? Synthetic, for lack of a better word,
uh-huh.
knockoffs of real drugs that should be legal that people wouldn't buy if real drugs were legal.
I just remembered it wasn't alligator, it was crocodile.
Yeah, they're both scaly. And that's what happens when you inject it. Apparently, your skin gets all scaly and breaks off.
Like gasoline.
Not, smells like? No, they use gasoline.
Yeah,
so kerosene.
Mostly gasoline.
Kerosene, probably fucking both. I don't know.
Whatever you find in the garage, paint thinner, just inject it all.
I get points for that, right, Dan? That those are the kind of drugs I draw the line at, I would never try?
I guess you get points for that, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I mean, I don't think that you're kind of,
I'm exaggerating, obviously. It's not like I'm out doing a bunch of fucking drugs. I'm just saying I would never even hesitate if that was around to go, ew, get that the fuck away from
me. Oh, yeah, I couldn't see you doing meth.
No.
No, you don't seem like a meth person.
No.
No. You got your teeth.
Yeah. Recently fixed.
I live in a... Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I had a temporary over here. Now it's...
Huh? You don't live in a, backwoodsy area.
Well, it's not just the people that do it. It's, they don't have access to...
Good drugs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think we agreed on meth, though, right? This guy was...
Are they playing along in the chat there? No. I mean...
Peppermint said ketamine.
See, from what I know, I've never tried. From what I know, I think that's like a horse tranquilizer. It's like a...
Yeah, I don't think this is what he was doing.
It's like a combination of...
This guy was wacky.
Yeah.
He climbed a crane.
I'm pretty sure ketamine would be more sedating.
Yeah, climbing a crane's a lot of energy.
It takes a lot of... Yeah.
You gotta really move.
See, now, I could see why you would go with the bath salts because of the naked thing.
The naked thing. That bath salts always was naked.
Always naked. But also naked violence. This guy wasn't violent
except for that window he broke. And then he took a nap, which is why I'm not thinking it can't be coke.
He took a nap onto someone's boat.
Then he fell. Yeah, but no, he laid around for 3 hours. Like 3 hours. 3 hours laying around, I'm thinking it's not coke.
No, it's definitely not coke.
I'm thinking meth. I wish I would tell you.
I'm going. Yeah, I know. Well, let's see.
Rose thinks it was Special K. He's probably eating breakfast cereal, she thinks.
That's another one I'm not familiar with. Special K.
I think that's just a nickname for ketamine.
I think so, too. Right?
This shows how savvy we are, by the way. Drug savvy.
Yeah, I mean, I say a lot of shit on the air, but surprisingly, I don't know that much.
I remember a lot of it.
What?
I don't remember all of it.
Oh. Hmm. That's the other thing. But...
All right, I vote meth.
All right. Anyone else chiming in the chat room? Let me take a look.
How do we find out what it is?
Let me go back to the article and say. The man's identity is not being released. Described in his 20s with a criminal record. See, maybe if we can get his criminal record, Dan.
That's a lot of research.
Not really.
Chris went with PCP/angel dust.
All right, you know what?
That's a possibility,
that
too.
That is a definite possibility. But especially when's the last time you heard of anyone having... Is that even around anymore? I don't think it was around. I mean, I've never heard of it being around. Even 10 years ago when I used to be around drugs, I've never heard of someone having PCP or dust. Have you?
No, but again, I don't think they just really report on that shit anymore. Like, it's not...
No, dude, they would report on that. I mean, that wasn't some, like, craze like bath salts. I mean, that shit's been around for decades and decades. I'm a fucking idiot.
Why?
Because I just read aloud, the man's identity has not been released. And what did I do? Scroll through the article to find his name to Google. Fucking ass. All right, it was so much for finding out more. We're going to have to go with meth. This is going to be one of those we're not going to be able to update you on because they don't give his fucking name. Why wouldn't they give his name?
Chris says dust is still a thing up in Newburgh.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. See, I thought that's just one of those, like, quaaludes that just went away that no one even
I don't know if this
makes anymore.
Goes they don't make it. Well, that's different.
Well, quaaludes, no one. I mean, if you'd have to make it, like, homemade. is what I'm saying.
I don't know how to make a Quaalude.
Like, I... But, you know, it was only, what, 20, 30 years ago that people would just have Quaaludes. Not in my time.
In the 80s, when I was big, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good downer, because people did a lot of coke then.
Yeah, I think it was like a, yeah. It was definitely a downer.
But, oh, yeah, Chris says Quaaludes only went away because the company that made, that owned the patent stopped making them. There you go.
Yeah, but what about generics and shit?
Well, if you don't have the brand.
Oh, wait, I think he just explained it. If yeah. they own the patent yep. and it didn't, because there's a certain amount of years go by before other companies can make the generic version.
Right.
So I guess that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. And who's going to bring back Quaaludes like 5 years later and be like, remember Quaaludes? This isn't them, but it's the same.
New from Merck. Yeah, I don't think it's going to.
Hmm.
All right, we're going to have to settle on meth.
Meth.
All right,
meth. Or angel dust, but meth.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't rule out the old dust. I'm really surprised to hear that. That's actually still a thing, like that people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I don't know enough.
I don't either.
To go into, in general, yeah, no, I agree. But to get into
well done.
What's worse, meth or dust? I think meth is just a newer, shittier version.
Well, meth's popular because it can be homemade.
It's so cheap to yeah. make.
Yeah.
And easy to get, apparently.
Yeah.
Easy to make the mm-hmm. ingredients. If you don't mind smoking, you know, again,
mm-hmm.
gasoline, ether, whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Honestly, man, I drank and I smoked some weed,
mm-hmm.
and that was like it. Like, that's all I needed. I didn't need to go any further than that.
I had my nice run way before. I mean, every day, literally, you see, you just go to Google News, there's always a story related to the opioid epidemic.
Oh, and yeah.
It's huge. I'm not saying it's not. But it's, I remember, because you mentioned my two fissies.
Mm.
Now, like 12 years ago, they were pretty bad from my coke stint. So I was visiting the dentist on a weekly basis. I'd go every week. And every week, I get 30 Maxidones, which I don't think they make anymore because it had like 750 milligrams of
Tylenol.
They don't
make Maxidone anymore.
Right. With, of course, 10 down. Milligrams
Here's
of Vicodin.
Here's
but my point is, I'm sorry, I was just going to say, I would get 30 of those. Every time I went. And yeah. I went every week for months.
They cut back on the Tylenol because it's bad for your liver.
Right.
They have no problem pumping up the rest of it. Like, they have no problem.
You mean the opiate part?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that gets you hooked. That's why there's a heroin epidemic. It's because, you know, people get caught on the opioids, and now they're finally cutting back on those. And then
right. The doctor cuts them off from the prescription painkiller, and they got it. Yeah.
Hydrocodone, all that shit. It's fucking synthetic heroin is all it is. How's your eyeball?
My contact fell out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's back in now. But I mean, there is a major difference between, like what I was talking about, Vicodin and Oxycontin.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. It's all derived from the poppy opium,
mm-hmm.
you know, heroin,
yeah.
all that. But there are levels as far as potency goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The problem is, they used to give them out like candy.
That's why I brought that
and
up, that dentist thing. I was getting
to,
30 a week.
Now,
if I asked today, I'd be looked at like, what are you, fucking nuts?
I went. Remember when I came here? I got the tooth pulled. I came here the same day.
Well, dude, you got a tooth pulled.
They didn't give me anything.
I would get 30 for a cavity.
I didn't get anything for a tooth pull.
Did you ask?
No, but they didn't give me anything.
You know what? You shouldn't have to ask. Yeah, that is fucking nuts.
Yeah. I didn't need it.
Did they even bring it up like, you know, take
Aleve? They said take ibuprofen or some shit. I did. It was fine. I was fine.
Right,
I was. I did a show that night. I was fine.
People are different. It's going to sound like an excuse, but I've had teeth pulled,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, on the verge of fucking crying in pain, like couldn't up all night, couldn't sleep.
I felt better when the tooth got pulled.
I might be thinking of a wisdom tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's any different.
It is different because I usually have to cut the gum up and shit to pull it out.
Oh, that's right.
In the fucking
chat.
She'll be able to tell us. She knows
that's right. I had it impacted too.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Mm.
But yeah, man. But again, the reason I brought up that dentist thing was like no one blinked at giving up that much.
No.
But again, Vicodin, it's not like you're going to run to heroin. Those are the people that are being prescribed Oxycontin and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they get cut off. Yeah, then they go to the street
get
to get heroin.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's such a big issue. More people die now from prescription drugs than from illegal drugs.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's easier to get prescription drugs now.
See,
not legally, but it's easier to get them illegally.
Okay, because I was going to say, it would be easier to get legally 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not now.
Well, because now you have people who doctor shop, and you have...
You can't do that anymore, man.
But they have
all the
ways.
Databases they yeah. have.
The... Well, that's the thing. They're trying to cut down on it. They're trying to find ways to cut down on it. People are going to get their high some way. They got a lot, but we still catch doctors every once in a while.
Catch them what?
When I...
Well, you don't have to get into that, but just in general.
Doctors will work with the patient or with friends or something, and they'll write prescriptions for like a bunch of Percocet or something.
Knowing that the patient isn't in pain?
Well, and the deal is the person will fill the 360 fucking Percocet
for a month.
And they'll split them with a doctor, and they'll sell them, and you sell them for like a buck a pill or some shit like that.
No, it's like a dollar a milligram.
Really? This shows how much I know about.
Well, this I can tell you about
the street side of it.
It's gone up over the years, but if we're talking about opiates, right? Pills. Mm. At a minimum, it's $1 a milligram.
So for a
10 milligram Percocet, yeah. You're talking $10 a pill.
Jesus.
Minimum. And you know, there's the what do you call it? The Roxys.
Oh, the Roxycodone, yeah.
So think about it. 30 milligram is like one of the smallest. That's $30 each mm-hmm. pill.
But that's what I'm saying is that's they still catch crooked doctors to this day doing it.
I don't get how they get away with it because
they get caught.
New York's got that iStop shit.
They get caught. They can go. They have a database now where they can go online and they can find any controlled prescription you've bought.
Right. I know, like, for instance, every time I go to see my doctor, like mm-hmm. for my medications, he goes before he sees me, just like any other patient,
mm-hmm.
and he'll look on the computer and see what I filled,
mm-hmm.
if I filled anything from any other doctor.
And yeah, and he could see if another doctor, because that's what they right. used to do, is you'd go to one doctor, you get the shit.
Doctor shop.
Go to another doctor, yeah.
Right.
And you didn't use insurance, you just paid cash, your exactly. insurance company didn't know.
Right.
But now all those prescriptions have to be registered.
Well, yeah, in New York, now it's all electronic. There are no more written yeah. prescriptions
on paper. They don't write narcotic prescriptions.
Yeah, it's sent in. But I mean, what more can they fucking do? I feel like
they're doing the best thing. They're doing a lot.
Now let me ask you this:
it's overprescribed still. That's still an issue.
I agree with you, but at the same time, do you not think there are legitimate people in pain that
yeah,
can't get what
are.
They need because of fucking assholes?
There are legitimate people in need of in pain and who need it. However, it's overprescribed.
Oh, I'm not denying that. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
You know, someone has like a bad shoulder or something like that. You know, you don't need to give them 120 Vicodin.
Right.
You know, a month's supply if you're taking six a day.
Right.
You're not supposed to take it 6 days. 6 day maximum, like if shit's bad.
Right. And I can tell you from experience that after a week, your tolerance goes up to where you need double of what you were.
And I'll tell you, too, people will fill that prescription and be back in exactly 30 days to fill another one.
Right.
And it's like, well, you're not supposed to be going through that kind of shit. It's
supposed to be
that
a short term.
Worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. They're using six a day, eight a day, whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
You know? But that's why. It's because it's overprescribed.
Yeah. What am I missing in the chat?
Western Echo. Dan says, you don't need to give them 120 Vicodin. Joe? ? You don't?
What the hell
Why
you
not?
Say?
Well, Phil's right. Yeah, so is self-diagnosis and lazy doctors. Good point.
As far as
over-prescribing is an issue, but so is lazy doctors. It's true because they're just like, oh, something hurts. Here's some fucking drugs.
Oh, just yeah.
But they do that anyway. I mean, how many times have you ever been to a doctor and they're just like, you having problems sleeping? And you're like, a little bit. Like, oh, here's Ambien. Like, I don't need it. Like,
similar. Yeah.
But like, they'll just throw the drug at you. Like, it's not
right.
They just want to patch up the problem.
Just to get the next patient in.
Yeah, get the next patient in. Get their next fucking $100 copay.
Right. But that being said, there are good doctors. I mean, it's obvious. I shouldn't have to say that. But I am lucky enough where I do have a good doctor. And let's say, Dan, I went in. I'm just waiting until you're done reading it.
Uh-huh.
I know I do it every 10 minutes. I'm just...
No, go ahead. Sorry, say it.
No. I'm just saying, I do have a good doctor where if I went in and... even if he didn't know my history, which he does... And it's only because I told him. And I said, I pulled my back and I could use some Vicodin. He would along the lines of go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm saying there are doctors like that.
Well, there are, yeah. They're not the problem.
Obviously.
The problem is that there's a lot who are just like, hey, yeah, next, you know. Yeah, here's some Viking, right. Next.
But, like, do pill mills still exist? I know, like, in Florida that was a huge thing. I don't know if they, you know what I'm talking about?
What?
It's pretty much what you were talking about. It's like they'd have a doctor's office and pharmacy in the same building, though. Where they would just, the doctors knew what they were doing. They were just prescribing a fuckload of painkillers. And then the patient would only get a portion of the script.
Yeah.
And the rest would go wherever.
Yeah.
But because of that, because, you know, it's a known thing between the doctor and patient, if you want to call it that. I forget where the fuck I was going with that. But, oh, because it draws so many people, because it's that easy to get.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm babbling.
And Rose pointed out, too, that the problem is, that's why the situation is what it is. Now good doctors have to jump through hoops just to medicate their patients.
Well, that's what I was talking about before, where, you know, there are people, I'm not one of them, I'm just saying, I know there are people that need strong shit, but can't get it because either they're looked at as a junkie if they ask for it, or the doctors are just scared shitless to prescribe it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how we got on this.
We got dark. We were trying to get the drug.
All right.
Do you want to make it positive? Let's have a positive religious message.
Oh, please. I mean,
we're going to need you for this.
If two things go together, it's positivity and religion.
Yeah.
Along with logic.
Yeah.
Right? That always factors into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, I think we're going to start with the article, right? Cause,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm just remembering the video. All right.
Well, Joe.
You have some news for me?
I do.
Okay.
Jim Baker says that God will punish you for making fun of him.
Fuck you, Jim Baker.
Okay. He has had it with his critics.
I'm waiting for something to happen. Maybe it's because we're in the basement. God can't reach us.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to wait till I step out the front door.
God didn't think of basements when he made people. The disgraced
televangelist. Very short-sighted, that God guy, you know?
Yeah, a lot of flaws in the perfect plan. Disgraced televangelist is demanding that mean people in America who make fun of him stop watching his show, which is essentially an infomercial for his doomsday food mixed with predictions about an impending apocalypse. He's warning that there will be dire consequences for those who continue to watch and mock him. If you don't want to hear it, just shut me off. He said in a clip from Friday's show posted.
You got to wonder what tweets or comments or whatever he was reading that really set him off to
probably
make
ones
this.
They're calling him a fucking crook and a liar.
Oh, like what he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just talks about the end of the world a lot and then gets you scared.
I mean, is there anything that gets under people's skin more than telling them what they really are?
Oh, they hate that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Baker was a staple of the 1980s televangelist circuit, building a Christian TV theme park and resort empire, both worth $180 million.
Of course they are.
But it all came crumbling down when he resigned in shame after a sex scandal. And that seems very against, like, hypocritical is the word?
Did you say sex scandal?
And served 4 years in prison for fraud.
I have a hard time believing this.
Fraud and a sex scandal? No, he's
a man of God.
God's children.
I don't believe this.
Weird.
This is false reporting.
Fake news. Today, he hawks survivalist food and other prepper supplies to help Christians survive the upcoming tribulation period that will supposedly last for several years. What he does is he just says, the world's going to end, the world's going to end, the world's going to end. Coincidentally, total coincidence, I sell survivalist food and other supplies for when the world ends. So you'll stay safe. The world's going to end, the world's going to end. Here's some shit you can buy.
The world's going to end, but if you have some canned Baker peas.
Sounds like he's helping.
You're good?
I think he's helping.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the work of God.
Yeah, I think, do you have any video of this?
Oh, do I? Let's take a look and oof. And unfortunately, we're going to have to listen to this. Fucking nut. Here's his message.
And he's probably going to be very level-headed.
Is that other, the most well-known? We would play clips of him from time to time. Pat Robertson, is that his name?
He was the worst.
Is that cocksucker still alive?
Yeah, he's not going to die.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Jesus.
Yeah, he just blamed
that right one there of the, proves there's no God.
He blamed one of the hurricanes, the Houston one, on the gays.
Of course he did.
Because we're accepting gays into society, and so God sends hurricanes. Do you know that? Texas.
That right there is proof there's no God. That motherfucker is still alive. He's got to be like 96.
I think he's 90. Jesus. 80 something, 90, yeah.
All right, well, here's this fucking nut.
I'm so sick of people saying, well, that prophecy didn't come true. I got 31 things from God. Mm-hmm. How many years
ago?
You got it in 1999. You delivered it 1999, New Year's Eve, going into...
I'm watching this video, trying to figure out who is fucking crazier. Him or this broad next to him with this insanely happy smile on her face, pulling out this paper, Dan, of, I guess, his predictions is what the 31 things are?
I like that his opening line to this was, people start saying stuff when his premonitions aren't true.
How dare they question the fact that he was wrong?
And I think that when you're making a premonition and it's wrong, that's kind of a sign that you're wrong. Right?
Yeah, but you can't point that out.
Apparently you get yelled at.
Yeah.
2000.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
I keep a copy of it.
And the people almost fell out when I gave it.
Yeah.
They were overwhelmed when I gave it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet... 9/11 was in this.
Right. It didn't seem possible.
Go fuck your mother.
A year and a half it took before that happened.
That's right.
But here's the thing. Rick Joyner told me this, and listen to me. Electric. Church, listen.
Oh.
When God says something to you, you don't always know the exact time it's going to happen.
Then why say a time?
And stop beating up the prophets, because God says, whoa.
Wow.
Unto you. When you beat up on the prophets.
Mm. Yeah, don't beat off on the prophets.
I didn't pause this.
God
is speaking
to his people. If you take time to read this book, you'd realize that everybody in this book talked with God.
God.
Even Satan and donkeys talk. To God.
Donkeys talk to God.
Hey, what happened?
The only ones that probably aren't talking to God these days are some mean
people. He wanted so bad to say something.
He thought he was going to make a profound statement. I got to go back.
Donkeys talk to God.
Donkeys talk to God, yes. Of course, sir. Right. Yes.
Again. Who's crazy? Do you hear her? That's right. Yes.
They talk to the God.
Donkeys talk to God.
The other day, I was feeding my donkeys, and I was like, Seymour, what's happening? And Seymour was looking up to the heavens, talking to God.
Talked
and I was like, eat your oats.
God. Even Satan and donkeys talk to God.
Right. That's right.
The only ones that probably aren't talking to God these days are...
the gays.
Some mean people in America.
Oh.
You know that's what he was thinking.
He was definitely going.
He stopped himself. He put his hand up and put it down.
He was like, goddamn family. Mean people. Mean people.
That was the most, I mean.
You'd realize that everybody in this book talked with God.
God.
Even Satan and donkeys talk. To God.
What a crew. Right. Satans and donkeys. That's my new band.
The only ones that probably aren't talking to God these days are...
wait for it.
Some mean people in America.
People
who just are anti-Christ.
Mm-hmm. Is he starting to cry?
If you don't want to hear it, just shut me off.
We're about to.
You folks that monitor me every day to try to destroy me. You just go away. You don't have to be there. You don't have to hear it.
Yeah, we don't.
But
we
one
know.
Day you're going to shake your fist in God's face.
That doesn't sound polite.
And you're going to say, God, why didn't you warn me?
Mm.
And he's going to say, you sat there and you made fun of Jim Baker all those years.
I was too busy talking to a donkey.
God's going to say.
But you didn't listen.
You made fun of Jim Baker. Fraud, by the way, everyone. Served jail time for fraud.
You don't say. And yeah, that's what is on God's mind. What, you know, the way you think about Jim Baker. Not everything else going on in the world.
Nothing else. Not his donkey conversations, or apparently he had a meeting with Satan. None of that was important.
Typical extreme religious fuck.
Is of Jim Baker. But he predicted 9/11 a year and a half before it happened.
Oh, good for you.
That's good. So did
and I'm sure that prediction.
I want to find that actually. I'm gonna. That's my homework for next next show.
I was gonna say, and let's look it up. But I'm sure it's not now. But I'm not sure now. It's. There will be fire.
Yeah, fire.
And,
yeah.
Probably that's it.
Yeah.
That's something. That's probably how we correlated.
Something
it.
Will fall from the heavens. Great judgment of the Lord. Fire. The. A great evil. Just anything a third grader might write in a scary story.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they never fail to entertain these extreme religious fucks.
Like Dennis put, the only people not talking to God today are stop audio. That's the best part. We didn't even have to stop the audio. There was enough of a pause in there
to guess. Yeah.
Where you could see his brain working.
I know.
And he came up with mean people.
Well, Chris has a thought experiment if you want to read.
Okay. If Jim Baker predicted 9/11, does that mean he's guilty of murder and a co-conspirator accomplice for not warning people? Chris, he did warn us in a speech. On New Year's Eve 1999,
we just weren't giving Jim Baker the proper respect.
Giving him, yeah, we didn't understand. Yeah. And God's going to be mad that we made fun of Jim Baker.
Phil says religious extremism is religious extremism, regardless of what storybook they read from.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely agree.
I love Stanhope. We watch a lot of Stanhope.
We do.
Stanhope.
Everyone does
the whole bit about if you'd never heard of religion ever in your life. And you just found a Bible in a bookstore, would you just be like, oh, well, this is it right here.
This is the answer to everything.
This is it.
Now I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no, that's what they mush in your head when it's solved.
Any logical person's answer would be no. Case closed.
I don't have a problem with people who, by the way, have a religion and whatever.
No, as long as they keep it to themselves and I don't care, whatever.
I have a problem with people like this and with Pat Robertson or whatever who... go around talking about, you know...
Well, that's why I say extreme religion.
Punishing the gays and all that. Meanwhile, this guy got nailed for fraud, and he's talking about how God's mad that nobody believes him. You got nailed for fraud and a sexual whatever the fuck. Someone fucked this guy. Ugh.
Or he held down. Wait, do you know the details of the...
No, I'm going to assume it was a fucking kid or something.
Most likely. But yeah, no, that's why I said extreme religion, because I don't want to alienate...
I can't believe that one day I'm going to die and I'm going to see God and apparently shake my fist at him, because if I see God, my first thought's going to be like, shake my fist at you.
Right.
It's probably going to be like, I said some shitty things. My bad on that. But you made me and I'm all part of your plan. See, this is the thing that I don't get. There's a plan. There's a perfect plan.
Right.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Then why does it matter what we do or say? If it's just part of the plan.
That reminds me of a brilliant Christopher Hitchens quote.
Oh, I was going to say Carlin's bit about why do you pray? Or was that Hitchens? Whatever.
No, well, the Hitchens thing I was thinking of was, the answer to that, because he brought up something like you just did, you know, what they would say. And he goes, well, he gave us free will. He goes, yeah, you had no choice.
Mm.
He forced it on you, in other words. That's what he's saying. I'm really getting this quote wrong.
Yeah, you're doing good, man.
Right. Fuck. I sense sarcasm.
Oh, Baker is a protege of Pat Robertson. Hmm.
All right. This is a minute and 20 seconds. Humor me.
So is this a time to say we don't need any further inquiry? All we need is faith in the boss? I would say not.
This is the late, great Christopher Hitchens.
It's just as when I am asked...
he got to see God recently.
I wonder if he shook
his
fist.
When the question is put, is there free will? The believer will say yes, because we've been given it. Of course there's free will. The big guy says so. Who am I to disagree? Well... that seems to me to be absolutely self-cancelling nonsense. If I say, my answer when I'm asked is there free will? I say, yeah, I think there's free will. We have free will. We have no choice. At least I know I'm being ironic. The people who say, free will, you've got to have it, It's a rule you've got to have free will. It says, don't even know they're being literal. This is the difference between not just the ironic and the literal mind, but between the inquiring and the philosophical, the scientific mind, and the religious one. And that's why they are not just non-overlapping, or rather overlapping, but in a hostile manner, but they're irreconcilable, in my judgment.
Christopher Hitchens. Definitely check out some of his debates or whatever on YouTube. He's not just brilliant, but fucking hilarious. Not that that was one of his best clips. I just played that because I got it completely wrong the way I explained it.
You got it. Nailed it.
Did I?
Yeah.
You're sweet.
Mm-hmm. Man, you need, we need someone to sit here and disagree with everything we say like that lady does for him. It's like, yeah, God's talking to the donkeys. Oh, yeah. Talking.
That's
to,
right.
To, that's right.
Talk I keep a listen donkeys. Log of it right here.
Mm-hmm. He was on God's schedule. I saw it. It said, talk to Satan and then donkeys.
You know, you joke, but I can guarantee you that is what her job is.
To agree.
To just agree and
just
back him up.
Agree with everything he says, yeah. And then she probably helps him count his millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
From telling people that the world's going to end, and then coincidentally, total coincidence here, I sell things to help you get through this.
Dennis in the chat. You know what you guys are? Mean people.
Well, I don't know.
Do you want to?
I think we're good.
Yeah. I was going to say, with that, I think we should get out of here. But
I think we, yeah, we ended it on a positive note.
We did.
Don't forget to pray to your donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For he speaks to the one true God.
We thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Truly appreciate it.
We do.
We'll be back.
Thank you, Cousin John.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Have a good night. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Oh, God.
You and I will meet again when we're least expecting it. Somewhere in some far off place, I will recognize your face. I won't say goodbye, my friend, for you and I will meet again. You and I